Rod, hey, Jaya, Jaya, Madhava, Jaya, Te. Rod, hey, Jaya, Jaya, Madhava, Jaya, Te. Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate 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 Damodaru Rati Vardana Veshe Hari Niskuta Vrinna Vipineshe Damodaru Rati Vardana Veshe Hari Niskuta Vrinna Vipineshe Damodaru Rati Varnana Veshe Hari Niskuta Vrinna Vipineshe Damodaro Rate Vardana Veshe Hari Niskuta Vrinna Vipineshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate 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 Vishabhanu Dhani Navashasi Leke Lalita Saka Guni Ramata Vishake Vishabhanu Dhani Navashasi Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramata Vishake Vishabhanu Dhani Navasase Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Vishabhanu Dhani Navasase Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Rad Hey, Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Rod, hey, Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Rod, hey, Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Rod, hey, Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Kurunam kurumai karuna parate sanaka sanatana varnita charite. Karunam kurumai karuna parate sanaka sanatana varnita charite. Korunam korumai karuna parate sanaka sanatana vanita charite. Korunam korumai karuna parate sanaka sanatana vanita charite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite. Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite. Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite. Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Lokenandu Radha Lokenandu Radhe. Radha, looking on the Radha, looking on the Radha day. Jayarathe, Jayarathe, Jai Radhe 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 Jai Radhe 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 Jai Radhe 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 Jai Radhe Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paravidakacharya, Asthitada, Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chantanada Bhaktivedanta, Gosami Marashilapopad, Kichai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, Shilapopad, Kichai. Anandakoti Vaishnav Rinnigajai Namacharya Shidohridas Thakur Gajai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Si Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Rinnigajai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikapatnath Sai Mukunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gajai Vrindavanam ki jai, Maturam ki jai, Jagadathasami ki jai, Yubunamai ki jai, Shrimati Talasi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gol. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premananda, Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi, Paschacha Deja Tarni. So, Omaganati Midanda Shah Gananjana. Shilakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So first I am going to read the translation of this nice poem written by Srila Rupa Goswami that we just sang. It's called Sri Radhika Stava. O Radha, all glories unto you, all glories unto you, beloved of Madhava. Object of worship for all the young girls of Gokula, you dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. You are the controller of Vrindavan, the pleasure groves of Lord Hari. You are a new moon arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. You are the friend of Lalita, and your wonderful qualities, friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna endear you to Vishakha. You are an ocean of compassion, and your divine characteristics are described by the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar. O Radha, please be merciful to me. So today we are celebrating the glorious appearance day of Srimati Radharani, the feminine counterpart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, in the Krishna consciousness philosophy, we understand that the Supreme Absolute Truth is not simply male. This is very popular now in this modern world. We're actually quite a popular movement, or at least our philosophy is very popular if we make it known to everybody. Because in this modern world, people are very much into ladies having equal rights. But in the case of Srimati Radharani, she controls Krishna. Not only is it a question of equal rights, she is called Madan Mohan Mohini. Krishna is the most powerful. Ishwara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha. He's the supreme controller, the most powerful. And that's what we call in philosophical language, ontology. That means that's his position. But someone who can control the most powerful is actually more powerful than the most powerful. So Krishna is called Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan actually means he who can attract Cupid, or he who can attract people from Cupid's grasp. Because we are all in Cupid's grasp right now, and we are trying to enjoy the external energy of the Lord, which is avidya karma, which is ignorant activities, ignorance, which is dull matter. But we are spirit. Vishnu shati para prokta shetrakyakya tata para. Avidya karma sanganya tritira shapirshate. So we are trying to enjoy something of a different nature than ourselves. The example Prabhupada would often give is a fish trying to enjoy outside of the water. You know, that would be amazing. You give a fish whatever you can give a fish, but if you don't give him water, he's finished. So that's us. You can give him the illusion of water. Let's say you have a fish and you give him a video. He gets a mobile phone or something like that. Or a video of water, and he thinks, I'm happy. But then he still suffocates. And that's our position in this world, because we are meant to enjoy spirit. Same thing as Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Mami vansa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna only enjoys spirit. It's not that Krishna enjoys this dull matter. So we are of the same nature as Krishna. So we can only enjoy spirit. However, there's a difference between our nature and Krishna's nature. In addition to the point that Krishna is unlimited and we are finite, Krishna's infinite. Some music. And we are finite. There's a difference between that, besides that point. What is the difference? That Krishna is Purusha. And we are Prakriti. Also, Radharani is Prakriti. But she is the internal potency of the Lord, the Ladini aspect of the internal potency. Let me explain what that means. Ladini means the enjoyment. In other words, she is meant to give Krishna enjoyment. Her whole identity is based on giving Krishna enjoyment. And therefore, she enjoys, because that's her nature. But the interesting thing is, we have a similar nature. Of course, we're not Radharani. You know, obviously, we can't compare ourselves. But our nature is also that you only enjoy when you're giving the Purusha enjoyment. And when the Prakriti thinks he or she is the Purusha, you got problems, buddy. And that's our problem here. Ishwaroham aham bhogisidoham balavan sukhi. We are thinking, I am the controller. What can you control? Can you make yourself young? Can you stop death? Can you control even what's going on inside your stomach? Or your heart? Or your eyes? I mean, just like many years ago, I was having some clouding of my lenses in the eye, and I thought, if I just meditate, I can uncloud them. Didn't work. I thought, I won't need cataract surgery, but it didn't work. I wasn't the controller. In spite of what everybody would like to think, just like in the Western world or wherever, there's this whole philosophy called the secret, that if you want something enough, you'll get it. Well, it doesn't work like that. I mean, if you have good karma, you can get it, but then after a while, you lose it. But Krishna, he gets whatever he wants, whenever he wants, without even asking anyone for it. And therefore, that's the position of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality. Got it. And she enjoys more than Krishna. That's amazing, isn't it? Here's Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, the boss. You think, you know, if you're the boss, you should be able to enjoy more than anyone else, right? It's not like that. She enjoys more than Krishna because serving Krishna is more enjoyable than being Krishna. Because serving Krishna, Hare Krishna, serving Krishna, you get to taste the bhakti ras. So therefore, Krishna, he wants to enjoy too. He becomes not only curious, but enthusiastic to enjoy like Srimati Radharani is enjoying. And therefore, he appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? Because she is enjoying so much. Of course, there's other esoteric reasons why Lord Chaitanya appeared. Of course, the exoteric reason is that he appeared to propagate the Sankirtan movement, but the esoteric reasons that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared is he wanted to understand the love that Srimati Radharani had for him, or has for him, sorry. Don't want to use the past tense. He wants to enjoy from her perspective, and he wants to see himself from her perspective. Jagat Purush, Hare Krishna. Great devotee. So why don't you get a seat for Jagat Purush? Gopal, get Jagat Purush's seat. So you see that even Krishna is hankering for the position of Srimati Radharani. What does that teach us? Of course, we cannot take that position. We can actually serve under the jurisdiction of Srimati Radharani. That's why the residents of Vrindavan, they're always chanting, what? Radhe, Radhe. Now, the word Radhe is the word or name of Radharani in the vocative sense. Vocative means crying out. In English, you don't really have a vocative sense. If we want to cry out for someone, we'll say, oh, or hey, just like Gopal sitting there. There's not a vocative in English, so I can't just say Gopi, or no, Gopili, or something like that to cry out for Gopal. I have to say, hey, Gopal, or oh, Gopal. Of course, I can also do that with a tone of voice, too. But in Sanskrit, you have this vocative. And the vocative, you're crying out, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And you cry out for Radhe because she is more compassionate than Krishna. That's why the devotees in Vrindavan cry out Radharani's name. Because she is more compassionate than Krishna. Krishna is compassionate to a certain extent. He's asking everyone to surrender, and that's it. That's a prerequisite. But Radharani is not like that. How do we know that? Because when Krishna takes the mood of Radharani, then dinahina yata chilo harina mudurilo. It doesn't matter whether you're elevated or lowly or whatever. If you simply chant Hare Krishna, you can go back to Godhead. It's amazing. And, of course, the evidence given by Narottama Das Thakur is Tare Sakshi, Jagai Madai. The evidence is Jagai and Madai, these two drunkards and, you know, dacoits, gundas, whatever you may call them, were freed. Now, Krishna, when he appeared, yes, he freed people, but he uses Sudarshan Chakra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he almost uses Sudarshan Chakra and Jagan Madai, but he didn't. By the influence of Lord Nityananda, he manifested his compassionate nature and turned them into great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is Radharani. That's why we chant Radharani's name. And in fact, the Maha Mantra starts with Radharani's in the vocative again. Hare. It's not Hare Krishna. It's Hare Krishna, which means, oh, Radharani, oh, Ladini Shakti, Adi Shakti. Shakti means energy. Of course, Krishna is Shakti Mam, the possessor of the energy. So we are crying out, oh, Srimati Radharani, and Krishna, too. That's also vocative. Engage me in Krishna's service. And the acharyas also describe that when we say Ram in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one meaning in addition to Balaram and Lord Ramchandra is Radharaman. So Radharani is there in the Maha Mantra. We are crying out for her in the Maha Mantra. So, anyway, so being the internal potency, the Adi Shakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she's completely devoted to Krishna. And Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And she has many expansions that are completely devoted to Krishna. Such as what? The other principal gopis in Vrindavan. And then after that, you have the wives of Krishna. The wives of Krishna and Dwarka. And then you have the Lakshmis. So Krishna has unlimited Lakshmis. And I'm going to read one verse that I wrote down here from the Brahma Sanghita. Fifth chapter, text 37. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pradivabhitabhi Ya Eva Nija Rupatriya Kalabhi Goloka Nivashati Akilatma Bhuto Govindam Adipurasham Tamahamba Jami. And the verse states, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, residing in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, resembling his own spiritual figure, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency, that's the Ladini Shakti, possessed of the 64 artistic qualities. You could read about that in the Nectar of Devotion. In the company of her confidants, that is the Sakis, her friends, the principal gopis, embodiments of the extensions of her body, permeated and vitalized by his ever-blissful spiritual rus. So Krishna is known as Rasa Raj. And so the gopis and Radharani and the pure devotees of the Lord and the Lakshmis, they're all helping Krishna taste rus. That's their whole be-all and end-all, to have Krishna enjoy. And so one may think, well, tell us more about Radharani. Tell more stories about Radharani. Well, it was interesting, in preparation for this class, I read all of Prabhupada's lectures on Srimati Radharani, and he didn't get into all the intimate stories. So I'm going to follow in Prabhupada's mood, because this is a very elevated subject matter. Prabhupada said in one of his classes on Srimati Radharani's appearance day, that to really understand and worship directly Srimati Radharani and Krishna, Radha and Krishna, in their mood in Vrindavan, one has to be a pure devotee. So how do we approach them? Of course, we have Radha and Krishna on the altar. And we're chanting, before class I chanted, you know, Radhe, Jaya, Jaya, Madhava, Daita. What am I doing? Am I disobeying Prabhupada's instructions? No. Because Prabhupada said we approach Radha and Krishna while we still have anartas utilizing the process of vaidhi. Everybody knows what vaidhi means? Vaidhi means rules and regulations. I mean, we'd all like to hear stories about Radha and Krishna, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunji Vihari, as Prabhupada chanted every day before he gave class. Radha and Madhava, they're enjoying in the bushes of Vrindavan. But these pastimes are so elevated that I hesitate to talk about them. Not only hesitate, I'm not going to. But I will tell some pastimes. But I hesitate to talk about them because they are so elevated. And so Prabhupada said, we approach them in the mood of Radha and Krishna, in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that Radha and Krishna are not Radha and Krishna. Of course, Lakshmi and Narayan are expansions of Radha and Krishna. And so are Sita and Ram, because there's one God, Advaita Chuta, Nadi Rananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purasham Navayovanam Chai. Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purasham Tamaham Majami. There's one God, and he manifests himself in a variety of ways. So there's the Adi Shakti of the Lord, and she expands in a variety of ways, as I mentioned before, as the goddess of fortune, and even the indirect expansion, Durga, in this material world. So to worship Radha and Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan means to worship them in the mood of awe and reverence, right? You know, if we think that we have become intimate associates of Lakshmi, of Radha and Krishna, while we're still in the stage of dealing with our impurities, it's very dangerous. Prabhupada said, then you may not get purified, you may get putrefied. So one has to be very, very careful. So in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan means we're worshiping Radha and Krishna, but we never forget who Radharani is, and we never forget who Krishna is. We remember the philosophy. That's why Prabhupada spoke so much about philosophy. If you read the Krishna book, or if you read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and you read the commentaries of the Acharyas, you're always reminded about the tattvas. That means who Radharani is, who Krishna is. And in this way, you never, if you read regularly, you'll never take things cheaply. And you worship them in the right mood. And so that's the right mood. The right mood, and I'm going to talk about the Goswami's mood, what they showed us in their own activities. The right mood is on reverence. Yes, we understand their intimate pastimes, but there's awe and reverence. Like you wouldn't go up to the deities and give the deities a hug. I hope not. I hope not. I mean, that would be a little dangerous. So what is the mood that the Goswamis of Vrindavan taught us? Of course, the first point I want to make, and I'm going to quote here from the Goswami Ashtaka, it's the mood of separation. The mood of intense hankering to actually achieve spiritual perfection. And here's this wonderful verse from the Goswami Ashtaka. Hey Radhe Brajadevake, hey Lalite, hey Nanda Suno Shuno Kuta, Shi Govardhan Kapa Parapa Tale Kalindi Vane Kuta, Goshantavi Tesarvato Brajapure Kedar Mahavivalo, Mande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago, Shri Jiva Go Pala Ko. I offer my respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatan Goswami, Shri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan, or are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you now? And that's the mood of Vipralamba, intense separation. And in that mood, I'm going to tell one or two stories that illustrate their mood of servitude towards Radha and Krishna. So, two stories, actually. Once upon a time, Srila Rupa Goswami, who was the younger brother of Sanatan Goswami, wanted to prepare some nice kheer for his brother, like condensed rice, milk, like that. But he didn't have any ingredients. So he was thinking, I want to do this for my brother. You know, wanted to serve a Vaishnava, his brother, who was a Siksha guru. And so as he was thinking like that, this very nice young girl came to him and gave him the ingredients. And he said, of course, he said, thank you very much. She said, Swamiji, you know, here's something you can use to prepare your offerings. So he prepared this kheer and offered it to the deities, obviously. Then his brother Sanatan Goswami came. His brother Sanatan Goswami came and he offered his brother this kheer. And his brother took the kheer and he said, wow, I've never tasted kheer like this before. Wow, this is something different. This is something special. Where did you get the ingredients? And Rupa Goswami said, well, this little girl came and she gave me the ingredients. And Sanatan Goswami said, can you tell me what she looked like? And Rupa Goswami began to explain the different features of Srimati Radharani. Of course, this is all Yogamaya, because obviously, ordinarily, he would recognize Srimati Radharani. So he began to tell him the different features he observed of the girl. And Sanatan Goswami got really angry. He chastised him. He said, you should understand. You have committed an offense. You have taken service from Srimati Radharani, and we are meant to serve Srimati Radharani. So, of course, this is a pastime or an exchange. Another story, which I'll tell in this regard, is about the great devotee Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami used to meditate and chant on the banks of the Shyamakund in this place called the Manasa Bhavana Ghat. And if any of you have been to Govardhan or Vrindavan during the summer, you know how hot it is. It's centigrade, phew. It's very hot. I can't even tell. It's 45 degrees or something like that. Yeah. It is so incredibly hot. Fahrenheit sometimes over 120. If you go out during the day, it's like going into an oven, a blast furnace. I know. I've been there during the summer. I didn't go out during the day. I didn't go out after 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. But Raghunath Das Goswami was doing his bhajan. And he didn't have a bhajan kutir. A bhajan kutir is a place where great devotees reside, where they just chant. Very small place. It's not like a mansion with a swimming pool and everything like that. Bhajan kutir means like very small, just big enough basically for your body, a little bit bigger than that. Maybe you could stretch a little bit, made of concrete or something like that, sand or whatever. But there's a roof over it. So he was chanting outside and it was hot. And then Krishna was seen by Sanatana Goswami Radharani was seen by Sanatana Goswami holding her shawl over Raghunath Das Goswami's head. And Sanatan Goswami, he got very angry. he chastised. He said, you're not supposed to take service from Srimati Radharani. You're supposed to be a servant of Srimati Radharani, who is serving Krishna. Gopi Bharata Padakamala, Dasa, 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 Anudasa. A servant of a servant of a servant of the Lord who maintains the gopis of Vrindavan. And of course, there was a similar incident with Krishna when Krishna was protecting Raghunath Das Goswami from the tigers using a stick. And Sanatana Goswami chastised him for that also. And eventually, Raghunath Das Goswami, who was very reluctant to do anything for his own bodily maintenance or protection, he actually arranged for the building of a bhajan kutir. But otherwise, he would have just stayed out there in the sun, unprotected from the tigers, etc., like that. But he didn't want to take service from Srimati Radharani. So this is really important. We are servants, servants of a servant. Now, of course, you may say, oh, I just want to serve Srimati Radharani. No, you serve the servants of a servant of a servant of Srimati Radharani. The more removed you are in terms of serving the servant of a servant, the more humble you are, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Trinadapi Suniche Natarari Vasihishuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahare. One should be more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. The more you can actually please Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is very concerned with all the fallen souls. So by bringing people to Krishna and pleasing Krishna, Srimati Radharani is very pleased. There's this story in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita where this coward boy, Gopakumar, actually Sarupa at that particular point, was called aside by Srimati Radharani, and he was told, you go down there and preach. Down there means here. We may think we're in America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, and whatever else there is. But down means here. Maybe it's not a geographical designation, but it's down. So you go there and preach. And so Srimati Radharani, she employed her servant, a coward boy, to go and preach on this earth planet. So we can learn from this. So sometimes people ask the question, all right, you're talking so much about Srimati Radharani, why don't you find her name in the Srimad Bhagavatam? If she's so prominent, I mean, you'll find so many names of the different coward boys, you'll find the names, of course Krishna's there, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the names of Krishna's expansions, avatars, Korma, Matsya, Varaha, and there's actually major portions of the Bhagavatam describing different avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So where is Srimati Radharani? That's an interesting question, a very good question. The answer to that question is that the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, of course there were many speakers, but the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, could not say her name because he is a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. Some of the acharyas described that previously he was Srimati Radharani's parrot. A name for parrot, of course, is Shuka. And of course, the word Shuka is also used in reference to a parrot who touches something, a piece of fruit, and makes that fruit more tasty, helps the fruit ripen. Sometimes it's required to soften up some fruit to have it ripen. You know, hard fruit, unripe fruit is not so tasty. So Shukadeva Goswami does that with the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's another reason why he is called Shukadeva. But in any case, he's a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. And being a great devotee of Srimati Radharani, he couldn't say her name. Now here I am saying Radharani's name again and again and again. And you don't see me, what, fainting You don't see me rolling on the ground. There's no tears in my eyes. So when that happens, you know you're a great devotee. Goranga Balite Havi Pulaka Sharia. It's ascribed by Narottama Das Thakur. When one hears the name of Goranga or Lord Chaitanya and Srimati Radharani and Krishna, then that becomes a vibhav, a stimulation for emotion. And then tears come from your eyes and the hair stands on end. You don't see that with me. I'm saying Radharani again and again and again. And I'm very calm and collected. You also see that the same thing with Prabhupada. Prabhupada would just stay away from that subject matter in his speeches and his writings. Why? Because of his spiritual position. It was very elevated, very personal, very private, understanding that most of the people, 99.99% of the people, weren't qualified to hear about these intimate exchanges between Radha and Krishna. But Prabhupada's on the same level as Shukadeva Goswami. So Shukadeva Goswami, he never mentions Radharani's name, except indirectly. And it comes out in one particular verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which I'm going to quote right now. This is from the 10th canto, 30th chapter, text 28. A famous verse. And I'll recite it. Anaya rarito nunam Bhagavan Haririshwaraha Yanno Vihaya Govinda Prito Yam Aniyadraha. And the translation is, certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. And the great Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states that Shukadeva Goswami was trying his best